Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Let's put a bow on some of the Oregon stuff. So, it's funny you mentioned, like, how are we doing 48 hours later? It has been a weird one to adjust to. I have, as time goes on, I think there's a little more clarity in the picture of, like, I think Indiana's a really good team, and we're just having a hard time processing the fact that it's Indiana, and that's been a really difficult thing to do. Somebody asked this question earlier, and it was an interesting way to think about it that I haven't even brought up. But he said, Dirt, have you guys talked about the fact that last year Ohio State was actually benefiting from having the loss and not having to play in the Big Ten championship? If you did, I didn't hear it. Just curious if you guys covered that. And I don't know if it was as much so like that's why Ohio State went on the run. I do think they benefited from having kind of a tune-up game at home, and Oregon was sitting at home for 4 weeks. But that's not the—I mean, Ohio State was just the best team in the country last year. Is it closer if the roles are reversed? Maybe it is a little bit. We did see Oregon beat them once during the regular season. But it is a funny angle now where you have this new era of college football play, the expanded playoff, where what is the right way you want to go in? Is it as fresh as possible? Do you like some of the mocks that I've seen? And I have no clue how Oregon's going to go the rest of the way. They could lose three more games and not make the college football playoff. I have no idea. But I saw some yesterday that had them at home in their first playoff game against Georgia, which would be incredible. That would be an incredible game.
Yeah, but that's
December.
Georgia.
But it's
Kirby
Georgia. I know.
Damn,
you're terrified,
dude,
of it. Of like all the teams you can play in the first round. Can I get like, you know, in some random, group of six team or something, and I play them instead? But it's just the point of like, we don't know what the best pathway is anymore. They've already changed the format one more year into the sport. So some of that was because of the way the format existed last year. I don't know if it's a benefit to not having to go to a Big Ten title game. I do think their chances of going to the Big Ten title game are very limited.
I'm going to venture to guess.
Yeah.
Dan Lanning will always want to be in the Big Ten title game to win a Big Ten title.
Winning conference championships is still an important thing.
I don't think that guy operates in the world of, you know, it might be better that we're not here.
We did this on purpose.
I think he wants to be on the stage saying, Skedex, taking his shirt off of McAfee and holding up another trophy anytime he possibly can.
He would love that chance.
Did you see, I was thrown back yesterday, I was reading some stuff, and then I went on and I saw... Did you see the BCS rankings got released yesterday?
Oh, yeah. What are the top 10 in the BCS?
Well, who do you think are the top-ranked teams in the BCS?
I would guess, your top three, if the BCS model is of any relevancy, your top three has to be Ohio State, Indiana, Miami. I don't know if it's in that order, though.
What would the order be for you?
I'm going to go for a computer ranking based on schedule. I'd probably go Miami 1, Indiana 2, Ohio State 3.
According to this...
Because Miami's got multiple rank wins.
Say it one more time, the top three.
Miami, Indiana, Ohio State.
Nah.
Nah, what is it?
So, number one and number two, Ohio State number one.
Okay.
Indiana is now number two with that win by 0.0014.
I mean, they won on the road against a top three team by double digits. That's the best win of the college football season.
Miami is number three, just narrowly behind them.
Yeah.
A&M 4. Ole Miss 5, Bama 6,
yeah.
Texas Tech 7, Georgia 8,
yeah.
Oregon 9, LSU 10.
That's about how I thought it would go. I mean, that's not that different than the AP poll either. I think it's pretty similar to that. You might have a little variance here or there.
Give you a take, dude. We should be implementing back in as part
of the playoff proceedings, the BCS standings.
It's funny, too, that
the top 12.
There's a metric that the SEC created in the offseason that they wanted to benefit them in terms of strength of record and strength of schedule that is now propping up Indiana as the number one team in the country because they beat a ranked team by 50 points in Illinois, and they went on the road against one against a top five team by 10, and it now has, and according to the strength of record, whatever metric, Indiana's like number one in the country. So it's almost backfired in their face, saying we play all these ranked teams. But I didn't have a lot of juice for Rutgers at the start of the year. It's like, what? Rutgers and Maryland, some of these games, I'm just like, I'd rather play Pac-12 teams.
Well, that's why those games matter so much on Saturday. It's not a takeaway and conclusion that Oregon or any team like Oregon can't win the title. It's just, even though it didn't eliminate you, you only get two or three at most in a season.
Oh, you've used up
big freebie games, yeah. And you're like, you get up for it as a fan. I'm sorry. I know the Grateful Dead gear is going to be awesome. Nobody cares about the Wisconsin game. No. You will steamroll them. They are terrible. They might fire Fickell by then. That game doesn't matter. And so because you have some of those games mixed with when your big boy games happen, they matter a great deal emotionally. Whether you win or lose, you put a lot of eggs in the baskets.
Well, and I think this weekend, too, now it becomes a question of, like, how do they respond? What do they look like? And Lanning talked about it yesterday in terms of the response to practice.
I think he's handled it the right way. You know, everybody looks internally and then goes back and says, okay, what could I have improved on? What could I have done better? And I think he saw a lot of moments in that game that he could have played to a higher degree and what he's capable of. He's proven that he's a good quarterback, and he didn't play to his best on Saturday. He knows that. We didn't put him in the most advantageous situations on Saturday as well, but he came in today and attacked it really well.
So that's the idea of just Dante Moore and how he's going to respond to this. And I, you know, going back and seeing all the clips of the game, and I don't have access to all 22. I wish I did, although that'd probably be a problem for me, and I'd do nothing but watch it in my spare time. But going back and watching the game and seeing some of the highlights that people have put out on the All-22 film, it was a really rough performance for him. And my feeling on the game has only gotten stronger of the offensive line is not the best unit in the country, but they're not terrible. They're going to get Evan Stewart back, by the way. That was a breaking news thing on Friday that we didn't even talk about. Dan Lanning did an interview with Chris Lowe, and he said he's ahead of schedule, and they think he's going to be back in November for that home stretch of games, which would be huge for them.
And to go from nothing all year to November is a crazy swing.
He's healing quicker than they thought initially, and they thought he was probably going to be out all year, but he stayed around. He keeps rehabbing. He's pushing, and he wants to play. And so you get a chance to get him back in the back half of the year. Like, the simple reality from that game, and I go back to this, if Dante Moore plays a B-minus game, I think that they win. He was truly that bad in terms of not...
What would you grade it?
I'd give him a D at best. Yeah. The only play that he made was a schemed wide-open throw down the field that was an easy... Any quarterback with eyes should see that because it was all schemed up to go to Malik Benson. But there are just so many opportunities. And again, not the entire game is on him. You had drop passes. You had guys not fighting for first downs.
Did you hear Lanning yesterday? I know we didn't pull it because of a lot of his answers so short, but he kind of defended Dante in the, look, Dante has to play better. He knows that. He needs to make the right reads or stick with the first reads. He also just said the wide receivers are not running the right routes.
He said sometimes they weren't where they were supposed to be on their routes, and that's why there was miscommunication when he's throwing the ball. Whether it's behind a guy or ahead of a guy, it's because the guy's not where he's supposed to be. He also was critical of Stein in a roundabout way of saying, like, yeah, we should have. I was going to pull it, but it's like a 10-second cut. And it was essentially like, yeah, we didn't have the chance to run the ball a ton because we couldn't stay on the field. But yeah, we were having success running the ball, and we need to stick with what's working. So it was an interesting press conference from him. He also acknowledged that their lack of success in the kicking game, which I would argue it should, is going to dictate fourth down decisions going forward, which I don't know why you would have any confidence in Atticus Appington. Not that he misses every kick, but it's not like it's a lock that guy's going to make it when you run him out there, even from chip shot range, because that was a pivotal six-point swing at the end of the first half. That if you go up 13-10 going into the locker room, and then you get a three and out, like maybe the vibe is different in the stadium. That was such a gut punch. At the end of the first half,
it was an odd feel.
Missed
sure.
the kick, and it's like, oh. And then they pick up a defensive pass interference and hit a 60-yarder from a guy who's never really kicked field goals in college.
Were you
before.
In the building for that?
I was in the building for that.
So
yeah.
The vibe through the energy through the TV just felt very like
it was
what?
Zapped the entire building when it happened.
Yeah, it felt very like,
oh, now we're losing at the half to Indiana.
60-yard field goal, we're losing at the half. What? And not that Oregon was playing stellar, but it just was like a weird feel through the TV. So I'm good to hear that it was like that in person.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think we can look back at a lot. One, totally get people that you don't lose confidence in Dante at all. It's one game.
No.
He played really well, I thought, at Penn State in a hostile, big environment, despite what Penn State has become.
Yeah.
But it does make you wonder the next time they play
a defense that can confuse you
a good
and
team.
Throw something at you. Yeah.
And I'm looking at the USC's and Washington's now. Maybe Rutgers will prove to be that this weekend.
Defense is that. I just don't think there's any faith that their offense will do enough to win that game.
Yeah, but that's kind of why I kind of
they might bog you
Iowa.
Down a little bit, but can they win the game without a passing attack?
I go back to what you highlighted on the 4th and 2, the decision to kick a field goal. And look, I don't want to hammer coaches. These decisions in games, it's easy for us to sit there and watch and make decisions.
It's all hindsight, too, because we get to see the final picture as well.
That dude's in a, at this point, defensive slugfest. And I think he's trusting his defense and saying, I'll take a tie game, right? That tied the game at 13. Or
yes, they tied the game at 13 when they made the field goal.
And I think he just rather lived in that world. The only odd thing for me, it's just not been who he's been.
No.
I remember watching that going, it was a 4th and 2?
4th and 2.
4th and 2 is his comfort, like, easy go here. And it just was, and the feel of the game made him dictate,
it did.
I'm kicking a field goal here. Not a big criticism, just more of a little out of character. And that kind of, I think, sums up in general them. Some of their stuff seemed a little out of character.
That's a good way
not
to put
running
it.
The ball enough or just not doing certain things in little moments.
No doubt about it. Yeah. And the feel of the game is spot on, and Lanning always talks about that. It's not about analytics or I know that's part of his equation, but the feel is a big part of it. And so in his defense in that moment, they had gotten back to back 3-and-outs to open the second half.
Yep.
Indiana had not picked up a first down. Oregon's offense had already been stuffed on a 4th and short earlier in the game that handed Indiana a short field. And so you're probably just thinking, hey, our defense is playing great. We're struggling to move the ball. Let's just take the point. I think the feel of it
rather
is exactly.
Rather be tied than be trailing.
Right, let's just get our 3 points. And then if they score, we're at least still within one score and we're not down by 10 or whatever the case may be. But the call ended up backfiring because Indiana scored a touchdown immediately. And without the pick six, Oregon's offense couldn't do anything the rest of the game. So we'll see how they bounce back. Losses are always funny. We got to do the autopsy. And then I'm reminded of that's right. In his last 30 regular season games, Dan Lanning is 28-2.
Yeah, but he doesn't get up for big games, though, Dirt.
Can't win big games again. Big game Dan.
He's not no Mariner.
Laying another egg, man. Laying another egg.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.